What is the imagination of the people? The positive part of it, right? There is a stupid part of the intellect, isn't it? All the people, silly people who are doing silly stuff, they have some reasoning for it. They have their own quote-unquote logic for it. And if you question their action, what is their answer? It starts like this. I thought it's like that. And my thought are it. It says, and they cannot see beyond it. If the beyond it goes away, the rest is nothing. Nonsense, yes?
Simharan, when Simharanam founded speaking, he said after Mount Kaf had bored the pearls of speech, O eloquent one, who are wise and knowest the mystery, expound to me the attributes of God. It answered, go.
Okay, before the answer, what happened? All this conversation went on, and suddenly, this is all our language, we realized that, oh, what a clever, intelligent mountain I'm talking to. Said, oh, you are a beautiful mountain, you could talk. Then, I have my real question. Talk about God, talk about the habit to me. Let me understand that, because that's my real question. Yes.
It answered, go, for those qualities are too terrible for exposition to put its hand on them, or for the pen to dare inscribe with its point information concerning them on the pages.
And you thought you have that question? No, it's not like that. Because the answer of that question is like an atomic bomb. It will ruin everything for you, because it's beyond the limit. You want me to bring that stuff here to show it to you? Yeah?
He said, relate a lesser tale concerning the wonders of God, O goodly divine. It said, look, the king hath made a plain full of snow mountains for the distance of a 300 years journey. Mountain on mountain, beyond count and number, the snow comes continually to replenish them. One snow mountain is being piled on another. The snow brings coldness to the earth. At every moment, snow mountain is being piled on snow mountain from the illimitable and vast storehouse. O King, if there were not a valley like this, the glowing heat of hell would annihilate me.
Means what? Okay, he said, talk about God. I said, what? You want me to talk about the subject which, the subject itself will burn all the explanation and stuff like that. It's beyond the explanation. It's beyond the existence. Existence is his creation only. How do you want me to do that? Look around you. Look at me and look at other mountains. What do you see? Looking at the mountains, mainly you see the snow. This is the Rumi's time. It's not global warming. It's not now. Rumi's time. Mountains, at the top of them is the snow. It says, look around you. There is the snow on the top of that mountain. There is the snow on top of that mountain. And so on, and so on. And this is an unlimited source of existence. There is always a snow. If there was no snow, here was a desert. Everything is growing up and good because what? Remember, this is Rumi's time, and it's difficult to explain that. Listen. The snow is the source of the running water and all the green stuff that we know about. It comes from that snow. And if that snow is not there, we are going to have problem in 10, 20 years from now, global warming. That's what it is. So He talked about the snow, and it's the snow, and it's the snow, and it's the snow, and then what?
Yes.
Know that in this world, the heedless are like snow mountains, to the end that the veils of the intelligent may not be consumed.
Aha! Okay, I explained the snow. You understood that the snow, which looks bad, is very good, because it's useful, right? When it melts, then the river comes and the river and everything is good. So, by looking at it, you don't like it, but the function of it. Here we say, now let me talk about these people. The majority, that dummy people, they're good. Because if they were not here, the intellectual and knowledgeable people will go up and explode. We. Do you remember the subject we were talking about? Unification, coming together, the book, right? It says, this coming together is like this. There is always a silly majority part which works as a breaking. But the breaking is necessary for this machine. Right? When I'm talking about the humanity, I'm talking about we. Okay? This we cannot be only the Michelangelo people, because Michelangelo people are limited, are only a few. Then what? Okay, let it be only those few. If nobody goes there and appreciates it, Michelangelo will not spend his life making that. These silly people are a part of the game. You logically, yes, you like to be the judge. Look, that's no good, that's no good, that's no good, because they bother you. This is what I was talking about. That, remember, we started with blah, 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 blah. We didn't have even writing. That was bad. That was one of the steps to arrive here. And in each step, we see the shortcomings, and there are shortcomings. Comings, because this is not perfect. The existence is changing forever, and we are trying to some point. Don't let the majority, the enormous part of the people who are silly, don't let them bother you. Because if they were not there, what's the use of you? And you will be the crazy fellow, because this is how it works. We. It's like me. Do you remember I talked about? In me, there are educations, there are influence of the people, there are deep trying and meditating and finding something, and all of this are together, they will make me. The shortcomings are a part of me. The best way to explain me to an intelligent fellow in 200 years from now is just to point to my shortcomings. Yes, it's there. So what? Yes.
Were it not for the reflection of snow-weaving ignorance, that Mount Kof would be consumed by the fire of longing. The fire, in sooth, is an atom of God's wrath. It is a whip to threaten the base. Notwithstanding,
this is the stuff that right from the beginning we started to hear it again and again and again. The story of yin and yang. The story of there is no black or white. It's black and white. It's always the mixture. Here he goes back to that. Do you remember I said God is the giver, the kindest fellow? So yes, at the same time, he is the most dangerous, angry fellow. When he's facing the bad people, he's like that. That is a part of that existence. It's the other side of the coin. Don't make it negative or positive. It's always negative and positive.
Yes?
Notwithstanding such a wrath, which is mighty and surpassing all, observe that the coolness of his clemency is prior to it.
Yeah. Okay. At the end of the day, we know that what was the rule? Everything is different, right? There is no equality. And that's good. Because when you look at him, his kindness and his anger are not equal. His kindness is the winner. Means that here, when we are talking about two peas, one of them works better, but it exists only if the other one exists. They cannot exist without each other. There is no one side coin. So these are both together, but we know that they are not equal. One of them is bigger, stronger. Why? Because that's how it could work, it could move. If both sides were the same, it would be steady. The movement of improvement comes from one is bigger than the other. Yes.
A spiritual priority, unqualified and unconditioned. Have you seen the prior and the posterior without duality? If you had not seen them, that is because of feeble understanding. For the minds of God's creatures are a single grain of that mind.
Ah, okay, let's go back. The spiritual priority, that's something that even the Persians, they need translation to understand the Persian part of it. Because it's playing with the game of, again, Sabet Masbuk, that the winner, the oldest, which are almost the same, and here we say, which one is what? Because we talked about the meaning. Do you remember? And we explained that we are talking about the meaning that has no how and why. Do you remember that? That was the field. The field which has no why and how. Is there a field like that? What is it? Oh, now that simple one will answer, love. What is love? Could you say, she's in love because? There is no because. Could I say, why the Juliet is in love? No. I told you there is a field that you cannot say why and because and how. This I learned from art, because that field is this. You cannot say why this statue is the best. Yes, you could bring 2,000 different explanations, blah, 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 but none of them is it. Because at the end of the day, that's it, period. You feel it or not. Here you say, look around you. In this field, the meaning field which has no why, no because, is the good stuff for you. Have you ever seen something which is old and the winner? Winner is now, old is old. But the stuff I'm talking about is like that. There is no difference between then and here and there. When I'm talking about Mozart, I'm talking about music. I don't say in their special occasions, blah, 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 blah. Period. Yes.
Lay the blame on yourself, not on the evidences of the religion. How should the bird of prey reach the sky of the religion? The bird's lofty soaring place is the air, since its origin is from lust and sensuality. Therefore, be dumbfounded without nay or yea, in order that a litter may come from mercy to carry you.
Aha. Now what? He said, look around you. If you're a little bit more intelligent, you would understand that there is no because of this and why of that and blah, 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 like that.
There is another